This recording, Trinidad 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Cool. So I had a story, right? From my college first days, right? So we're talking about like 5 or 6 years ago, right? When I was like a Lance Corporal coming up in college first way down, but yes, I was saying your boy had to be a badass to make your name now, to get Lance Corporal. So anyway, I never told this story before though. You remember this one before? Yeah. Now, back in the day, 1st Battalion and 2nd Battalion do cross. You see what I'm saying? They do mesh. You see what I'm saying? It's red rab. So, here what's going on. Them men bounce up some of my cadets, right? Little private something on Upper Frederick Street now, right? Walking from rehearsal a day. Because normally, you're walking from Tranquil, they meet at that corner. They're walking from CIC, they meet at that corner. And it's like a hub now. And the disciple, "I don't like your head also. I go in and fight them men then. Real licks." You see what I'm saying? My pirates get real beat up. Them come to training Saturday, real broken up, who limping, all kind of that. Like, "But what happened to all the adventure? What?" So the man's like, "Boy, ting, we bunk up like a battalion men, boy, and them men beat me up, boy, ting, ting, ting." I was like, "Nah, Dan, I can't be going through that." You see what I'm saying? All right, here we go. In the next training day, I go wait for them. So next training day now, I rounds up all the other corporals under my charge. And we going up the road now and we waiting by Fire Petri Corner. Them civvy didn't think nothing about it because, I mean, it wasn't private, it was Lance Corporals and thing. And thought, well, everything is everything now, right? So they could just walk past straight. We ain't going through that. Pick up big stone and butler and start a fight, right? When Mary has again licked us, had a run. So we running man down through Port of Spain from Upper Frederick Street, pelting butler and big stone straight down through Tongue Dan. Them run so far, reach as far as the lighthouse and heading up into on the Beetham side. Now, first thing first, you don't run in the Beetham. Yeah, like, what you could get away with in Tongue, you better not go in the Beetham then because somebody's going to die inside there. You see what I'm saying? And you might never find your body or kind of thing else. So, I'm not going to run in the Beetham.